Well, anyway, let's bring on our first guest today. I am fired up to have with us Carla Bernberg. She is back. She is Misfit Online. She is with us once again, and we're excited to talk to her. She's also the author of, and I still have to get this book, The Whole Megillah, Mitzvahs, Matzah Balls, and Everything in Between, Bluegrass Publishing. I got to read this book, and she's got some great fitness advice. Carla, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. And we listened to our little segment about getting attacked by the fat guy getting attacked by a bird.
I am laughing about that. Although I'm not sure what shocks me more, the dissing of Eminem or the bird. I'm kind of torn there.
Well, the fat guy likes Eminem, so I'm sure he's going to diss me too. But have you ever been, has that ever happened to you? Any exercise stories where you've been attacked by wildlife at all?
No, I got to say, I was thinking about that. I don't have any.
No, nothing that has happened to you. Nothing. No animals have gotten to you while you've been working out at all. Wow, that's great.
No, but I had a bull mastiff for years and years and years, so nothing would approach me when I was with my bull mastiff.
Oh, so you have, okay. Now, have you ever been attacked by a dog without your mastiff around you?
No, I think I look tough enough. I've got that walk.
The tattoos.
Carla.
It's a swagger.
Dr. Fitness always gets charged by dogs constantly. Constantly. I can't go out. Every time I go out for a workout somewhere, I now have mace that I carry with me because I'm going to get
I'm going to put mace in my hair to prevent the bird attacks.
Lee, Misfit has never heard the – she's never had an attack by birds, but she did not like the fact that I dissed Eminem.
Really?
No, Mace is another rapper. I don't know if you remember him.
Yes.
That's another one.
That's
the
right.
Fat guy knows all the rappers. Likes old school. Grandmaster Flash.
I like Pepper Spray is another rapper that he's not as popular as Mace, but he's still good.
I think we're dating ourselves.
Exactly. So what's been going on, Carla? What's happening in Misfit Online? We have a bunch of questions. It's amazing how many
Your
people.
Your Twitter people are very fired up.
They are fired up off the line. We have so many questions for you, but anything new that's going on?
I love my people. I have got so much going on. I did a whole blog, Botox. I made over my whole blog, and I wasn't thinking, and I posted on Facebook that I had gotten Botox because I'm obsessed with my blog, and I think everybody's always thinking about my blog, and everybody thought in my Facebook sphere that I had gotten Botox in my face.
Oh, really?
And I bet that didn't go over well.
That didn't go over well.
No, everybody emailed me privately and wanted to see pictures.
Oh, so they're curious, but...
They are curious, but I only Botox by blog. I did a facelift there.
Oh, so they thought you did it personally, and you just did it to your blog.
No, I did it to my blog, and I'm going a different route with my training. I'm working on juggling. That's my new thing.
Oh, you know that the fat guy, Dr. Fitness and the fat guy are
both jugglers.
Proficient jugglers.
You are?
Yeah, we both. You know what? You're going to have to come to Atlanta, and we'll show you how to do it.
Oh, I would love some in-studio, because I've been reading so much on coordination and balance and reflexes, and that's what I need.
Yeah, we juggle kettlebells. Kettlebells. Yeah, that's what we do. That way you combine the workout and juggling.
And we like sharp instruments. We try to use little,
javelins. Remember javelins?
And fire. We like to use propane tanks. So that we have a little bit of a danger involved with whatever. But yeah, we both know how to juggle, so we can show you how to do it. The key is start off with two. You got to get the
one. You start off with one.
What? One.
That's how you do it.
Start off with one.
Thank
that's
you.
That's how uncoordinated I am.
That's really? How you do it.
Oh, really?
With one.
Start off with one. Okay. All right. We'll move up to two when you get to Atlanta, for sure.
At least.
So that's my thing. I'm juggling socks.
Oh, nice. Not the hacky sack balls? I thought that's like the thing that
actually, the easiest thing to juggle to start is scarves.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
Those little, those.
Because they stay in the air longer.
They stay in the air longer. That's right. And you have a lot more
time to react. Or just go to, zero gravity, and then you can juggle lots of things. It's much easier.
Right. And the fat guy juggles lingerie, too. He moved
I wear lingerie while I juggle.
You
get confused.
Okay. Very good.
That's a distraction. Then if you drop it, no one notices.
Exactly.
So, Carla, what's going on with Ellen? Are you on that show yet? Are you in the chair yet with her?
I am not, and I laugh that it's right. Walking that it's tightrope. That could be my new workout between stalking and admiration. I've been carrying her everywhere with me, and my daughter, she just thinks it's the way things are. We go anywhere, and she says we forgot Ellen, and she runs back in and gets the cardboard cut out of Ellen, and we take Ellen everywhere in Austin.
No
That's
kidding.
Nice. So I'm sure she appreciates that.
What's going to happen once you conquer Ellen and you meet her and you go on her show? Are you going to come up with another person?
So move on. Move up the ladder.
Jay Leno?
No, I think then Ellen will probably, I think stars will start carrying a cardboard cutout of me.
That's the. That's what you're shooting for.
That's right. I want Ellen to start to do it right back at me.
Well, maybe, how about you do this? Why don't you try to get a restraining order from Ellen against you that she can't come within 50 feet? And that'll get her attention.
I think I'm right on the cusp of that. I'd like to walk that line.
That sounds awesome.
So let's get to some of these questions. An interesting tweet from one of your people was that says that you use some sort of a shake weight and it seemed gimmicky.
Shake weight?
I'm not sure what that means. That's your Fat Fighter TV person. It says, can you please ask Misfit Online why she uses a shake weight? Seems so gimmicky.
Shake weight. I wonder, is that the thing that we did, Lee, when we were in Omaha, the power plate? Is that the thing you're talking about?
Oh, no, that's something different.
Have you ever done that?
The power plate?
Yeah.
No.
Let me tell you something. That shook us.
I'm still vibrating.
Man, that seemed more like a sexual thing than a workout material thing. That thing vibrates it vibrated my eyebrows, everything, my earlobes. That thing is crazy.
It makes me think of the weight stuff from back in the day.
Right, that strap.
Yes.
But you stand on this device.
Right, you stand on it, and of course you can't talk or anything. It's
and it's bad for loose fillings.
If you got a toothache, you got to watch out. But I'll tell you the thing I got, it really relaxed me. I felt better. All the muscles seemed relaxed after I did it, though. So anyway, so what's this link? Shake weight?
You know, and I think that somehow she's gotten me confused with someone else. There's a shake weight device where I think you hold it. It's an infomercial type thing, and it vibrates. It's almost like one of the power plates, but really small. So I've never shake weighted. I've shake and baked.
So there's another hot person out there that looks like you that's doing it, that's getting all the credit, Carla.
Maybe it's Mrs. Fit.
Yeah. We got to get our lawyers. Get our attorneys on the phone and see if we can get the cease and desist. So Misfit is not involved with shake weight. Let's get that straight now. Okay.
No shake weight. Shake and bake.
Okay. Next is your buddy, Diet Girl, and our old friend.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to know your non-fitness hobbies. And what does she do when she puts down the iron? And I don't know if she's talking about your homemaking or your weightlifting.
Well, I'll give you a little insight into my life. We own no iron in this domicile. There's no ironing.
No ironing.
And movies, books.
Movies? Like, what genre of movies do you like? Are you like Iron Man? Do you like that?
Romantic comedies.
The lower the brow, the better is our philosophy. I see at least one movie a week.
Oh, really? What was the last movie?
I actually split with my husband on this one. He went to see The Losers, and I saw City Island.
Huh. I didn't see either one.
Yeah, mine was a must skip. I think he liked his.
What about, did you see Kick-Ass?
No, that was given two thumbs down by my husband because he said it was highly violent and he wasn't in the mood.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, I want to see that How to Train Your Dragon movie. That seems like a lot of fun. I want to get that.
I've seen that like five times.
How was it? Was it good?
It was fine. I have pretty much memorized at this point. My daughter loved it.
Okay, I got it. See, that's a must see. That and Iron Man, Lee. Those are my two next movies. Okay. Got to see them.
This is from Charlotte GFE. What does that mean?
GFE. Great fitness experiment.
See that?
GFE, dude.
Did not know. What is your number one health priority?
Living longer. I'm not a young mom, especially having one child. There are a lot of people, my peers that are my age, but their child is my daughter's age, and it's the last of three or four. And I just want to live longer. I joke that I don't want to be using a walker at her college graduation, but I'm kind of not joking.
Now, is it living longer or is it living more vibrant and longer?
You know, I have great genetics. That's a good point. That the people in my family that live to like 95 or 100 live pretty vitally. But you're right. I want to live. Hit 90, but be active.
Right. You want to be active at 90. You want to be able to get up and still do the weights and stuff like that. Yeah, that's the thing.
Because living longer, how can you tell if you're achieving that?
Well, the thing is, who cares if you're living longer, if you're in the hospital or if you're you're not active?
Yeah, you got to be specific, Misfit, on your goals.
Now, is Misfit's parents, are they both really fit and doing good?
Well, I finally got them to join the gym, but that's maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I tease them all the time that they gave me great intellectual genetics.
Yeah.
But the physical, not stressed in my household at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I want to make sure that What about you, Lee? What's your deal? You want to be? What's your goal? What do you want to be?
When I grow up?
No, in terms of fitness, you want to just, you know.
I just want to
survive.
Chest.
You just want to have a big chest, right? That's all you care about.
Make my stomach look smaller. That's the objective. All right. Next question from Kat Does Diets. She wants to know, and Dr. Fitness will chime in on this too.
Okay. Do I have to take a rest day? I'm alternating strength and cardio. Must I take one day completely off?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
I'm a big fan of the rest.
Me too. You got to do the rest. That's where the people make the biggest mistake is they just keep going, you know, go crazy all the time.
And, you know, my biggest, when I had younger clients, the only way they kind of understood it is that when I first started weight training, I loved it. I was growing, so I lifted 7 days a week. And then after about 4 weeks, I started getting smaller and smaller and shedding muscle. I never gave my body any time to repair, but I still held on to the body fat.
Right.
And rest. I'm not even a big fan of taking, and this is just me, active recovery. I just live my life on my rest days, and I tend to be kind of active, but, you know, I don't go for a power walk on my days off. I really rest.
Right. You really try to take, and that's really good advice, because a lot of times when people say that they're taking a rest day, they really don't want to do it, so they usually err on the side of really not resting. They kind of fit a lot of other things in, and then they go, well, I didn't run yesterday, but I did do the I did walk 5 miles. You know, it's like, well, it's not really a rest day then. So.
And it goes back to the goal of what's your healthy living goal. And for me, I started out and I still do what I can do for the rest of my life. I don't work out all that much. I'm just consistent, week in, week out, year in, year out, doing today what I can do when I'm 80.
See that, Lee? That's the
man,
way to be.
She's
consistent,
so wise.
Man, she's consistent.
I feel like I'm talking to Yoda. All right. Yum Yucky wants to know, how many large cake slices has she ever gnawed in one sitting?
Cake slices? What the hell is that?
She wants to know.
Slices of cake.
Cake. She's a big cake eater.
What type of cake? I mean, that's too general.
I'm a donut. Do you know those Entenmann's chocolate frosted donuts?
Yeah. Oh, did you see the picture of me with the donuts in Omaha? Oh,
yeah, there was a donut.
Did you put that on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. Carla, you got to go to our Facebook page. There's a picture of Lee eating a donut the size of his head.
It was huge.
And he did eat it, by the way. I was with him. He ate the whole thing.
It was impressive.
Donuts. I could do that.
So your thing is Entenmann's, the chocolate frosted one.
Yeah, remember those?
Oh, what do you mean, remember them? They still make them, and they're unbelievable.
I have one in my pocket.
Right, but can you eat only one of those things? Because they give you like eight in a box, right? You can always go. You got to go two at least out of the gate.
Is it 8 or 10? It might be 10.
Maybe it's 10. I don't know. But I love the ones that I love for them. The donuts that are the crumb cake type of donuts that are like frosted. Oh man. You know what I'm talking about? Entenmann's? You don't know what you know?
I know what you mean.
Oh,
you know
what? They're so good. And I think they're chocolate. They have ones that are chocolate.
Let it go, dude. You're obsessing.
I think I'm going
to
have one.
Okay, that's in studio. We'll have a competition.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Lee? What's your thing? Donuts?
Why are you getting me involved?
I want to know. Is it Dunkin' Donuts? What's your Holy Donuts?
Yeah, Holy
Donuts. Carly, have you heard of Holy Donuts, by the way?
I have not explored those. Those are semi-healthy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fake healthy.
Yeah, they're unbelievably good. We got to get
they're
you hooked up
with
them.
They're way less calories.
Yeah, they're like 200, what is it, 200 calories a donut?
No, that's how much a real donut has.
How much
they're
are
less.
These? They're less than
like
that?
Like 195.
Yeah, you can eat like six of them.
No, I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to ask the question from No More Bacon because he's trying to be funny and there's only room for...
Oh, No More Bacon's coming on our show. We're going to get him on our show.
What?
Yeah, No More Bacon's going to be coming on our show.
How did this guy weasel on the show?
No, because Carlo hooked us up with him. He's
a fan of the bacon.
She's a big fan of him. He lost a lot of weight. We're going to get him on the show.
He did. He's a big success story.
Yeah, big success. Inspiration, Lee. People like those type of stories.
We're going to just let anybody on the show?
Absolutely. Well, if Carlo says so, we definitely are.
Fine. Then I'll... No, I'm still not going to do his question.
You got to save it.
Okay, the Fit Lounge. She's got a couple questions. Is the Fit Lounge a guy or girl? Do you know?
She's a woman.
Woman. I'll do all of hers at once. Best way to get rid of love handles and best way to build lean muscle.
Why would you want to get rid of love handles so someone can hold on to you?
Exactly.
Everybody. Handles, man.
Handles are the way to go.
You got to have handles.
You got the kettlebell?
They're safer.
They got handles?
They're safer.
Dumbbells have handles?
Okay, Carla, go ahead. Tell us about the love handles.
You know, it's all for me, the triad. And if I let, it's the cardio, it's the clean eating, and it's the weight training. If I let one drop, you need to do all three. And not all three to excess, but you need all three. There's no spot reduction.
Carla, if you gain weight, where do you seem to notice it on you? Where does it seem to go to you? Like, what's the first place you'll notice? Oh, I'm putting on some weight. Is there a particular spot for you genetically?
Butt and legs.
Butt and legs.
Can I say butt?
Yes. You can say buttocks. You can say tush. You can say ass, derriere. They all work. So it's your
glutes and legs.
Your glutes and legs.
It's that processed white for me.
Now, is it, when you say legs, is it the entire? Is it the quads or you, the ankles? Where do you?
Yeah,
dude, what
are
you?
Saddlebags.
You're obsessing again.
Oh, I just want to know. Just
it's the saddlebags in the butt.
Saddlebags. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Jeep Jen. Do you know her?
Jeep Jen.
Or no, I got to know if these people are your friends or they're just some stalkers.
If they're carrying around the cardboard cutout of me.
Yes, right. Jeep Jen wants to know is, I want arms like Misfit. They are so sexy. How do I get them? I need details.
That's nice. Well, thank you, Jeep Jen. You know, it's the same thing for me. Genetics, I don't have very good genetics, so I need to do all three pieces. I eat a lot, but really healthy. And doing cardio every day, but 30 minutes, and lifting, but taking rest days. It sounds so trite, but it is really as simple as eat clean, move more. I'm not an eat less, move more one.
Yeah, but Carl, I've seen you at the supermarket. You also tend to, when you say you lift, you like to lift a lot of products at the supermarket and carry them around and do dumbbells with things. Isn't that part of your routine?
It is. I just filmed a exercise routine with, I love the all whites. Have you ever had those?
Yeah. Yeah.
The liquid egg whites. Yeah. So I did a workout with that.
You did
I
wor-
love easy protein.
See that? So that's what you got
to
do.
You guys were meant for each other.
go to the supermarket. Why go to the gym when you can go to the supermarket? Really? Get a couple of gallons of distilled water and knock yourself out.
Yeah, as you're walking around.
Right.
Okay. We got a Bookie Boo. You know her?
I think Bookie Boo.
Yes. She says, give me some tips on how to start a weight training routine and what to eat during training.
You mean literally during training?
While you train, do you eat?
No.
I like ribs. That's what I at the gym.
Chinese food.
But then they get the bars get a little slippery, but, you know.
That's why we can work out at the grocery, because it's all right there. You know, I say full body. Without knowing her limitations, I think everybody, it's starting slowly. I mean, I would start my clients on full body once a week, increasing to twice a week, increasing to full body three times a week, starting gently and slowly. But for me, it's much more about the mind-muscle connection when you're starting out, realizing, okay, you're working your biceps and where they are and what it feels like to exercise them. Because so many of us aren't living in our bodies. We're just kind of walking around.
Yeah, I know the feeling there.
Well, Carla, it's always a pleasure. Do you have any more questions for her?
That should do it for today.
Well, Ms. Fit, Carla Bernberg, it's always a pleasure.
How is it for you, Carla? Enough about us. Are you enjoying these regular experiences?
I am.
Well, we love having you on the show.
It's the highlight of my day.
Well, we love having you on the show. And the website is MsFitOnline.com. Go there. Check out the videos. Check out the information. And the new, the blog Botox,
right.
New facelift, uplift. Now, can you move? Is everything stiff on there? Nothing? Can
is there any emotion?
Any frowns? Or any?
I look consistently shocked.
There you go.
Well, there's a lot of great information, and we always love having you on here, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you for having me.
Carla, take care. Have a great day. Check out Carla Bernberg, Ms. Fit Online at MsFitOnline.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Guess what, fans? Our new book is about to be released, 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child. Go there. Check it out. It'll be on our website real soon, and it's put out by Turner Publishing. And we are also going to be in Atlanta, May 15th and 16th at the Georgia World Congress Center.
In fact, we're in Atlanta
at the
now.
Live Expo. Matter of fact, we're in Atlanta right this second if you want to come visit us. Come down to our studio right this second. We're here. Knock on our door and just wait till we're done with the show and we'll talk to you.